Neurosurgeon Ben Carson is running for president, and he's also selling his new book. And as NPR's Sam Sanders reports, sometimes the line between book tour and campaign gets a little blurry.
The mood at Ben Carson's book tour events has been something in between a church revival and a rock concert, with reactions like these from Addie Earhart.
I was shaking.
You were shaking. Why were you shaking?
I was just so nervous.
She was like a teenage fan meeting a Taylor Swift or a One Direction. At every event, there are attempts at weird, quick hugs, selfies taken before handlers quickly push fans away, and tears, like from Kathy Yostin.
I love that man. He's wonderful. He's calm. He's intelligent. I see a goodness in his eyes. He makes me feel safe.
You're tearing up right now. He means a lot to you.
Yes, he does.
Also declarations like this from Beverly Ballou in Fort Worth.
Oh, my heart was racing just to see his face, to walk up there and his smile. He smiled at me and he said, welcome. And I said, I love you, Dr. Carson.
What did he say to that?
And he said, thank you.
The rock star nature of adoration at these events even extends to Dr. Carson's wife, Candy. At a bookstore in Waco, I heard a woman come up behind me and say this.
Oh, God, she was in the bathroom.
Ms. Carson.
Who was in the bathroom?
Ms. Carson.
You got a picture with Ms. Carson in the bathroom.
I did.
That was Sherry Baker, proudly showing off a selfie she had just taken with Carson's wife. She had cornered her in the women's restroom. From Bryan to Waco to Fort Worth to Plano, the lines of fans are hundreds deep. There's constant applause and cheers. But here's the thing. Dr. Carson is usually the quietest man in the room.
How are you? Okay, absolutely.
Most of the time, his voice is barely above a whisper. The other thing to know about these Carson book tour events is that they are not officially campaign events. Legally, Carson can't use campaign funds or staff or even his official campaign bus to do book tour stuff.
We do some book events and we do some campaign events. We separate the staffs, we separate the funding. So that there are no FEC violations.
So Carson has a book tour bus, and staff from his book publisher travel with him. But there's another bus at every stop, courtesy of Carson's Super PAC, with volunteers like Ken Farr. He's signing up more volunteers for the Super PAC. Farr says he and other Carson supporters really propelled Carson into a run in the first place.
He's not sought the office his whole life. We drafted him. We asked him, hey, will you go do this for us?
At every stop, Carson is asked questions about his policies, his run for president, and he answers those questions, like how he'd fix the economy.
The economy grew at a rate of 3.3% since 2001. In 2014, it grew at a rate of 1.8%. That's a huge difference. The GDP to debt ratio is 103.
Even Carson admits sometimes it's hard to separate the campaign from the book tour.
Honestly, anything that you do when you're running for president is campaigning to a sense, because it's going to be seen that way.
Whether these events are campaign or book tour or a bit of both, they always end the same way. Carson takes photos with the bookstore staff and the police detail, and usually as he exits the store, there are more cheers. Carson enters the bus with his face plastered on the side. More photos are snapped, and as he rolls out of the parking lot, his fans wave and cheer some more. It's hard to tell in moments like this whether those fans are there for Ben Carson, the author, the candidate, or both. Sam Sanders, NPR News, Dallas.